Hi, it's Brandy Taylor. Welcome to the Business Beauty Network podcast, where business meets beauty. It's not just lipstick, it's business. We will share thought-provoking conversations with business and beauty professionals. Our goal is to empower, motivate, and inspire you to take your business to the next level. This episode is sponsored by StyleSeed. Join StyleSeed today, trusted by top professionals and adored by clients. Hey, hey, welcome to the Business Beauty Network podcast, where business meets beauty. Welcome, welcome. I am super excited to bring a solo episode to you today. But before we get into that, make sure that you are subscribed to the Business Beauty Network podcast wherever you're listening. Don't forget to share, sharing is caring. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify and connect with us on social media at Business Beauty Network and Biz Beauty Network. We're also on YouTube. We would love to connect with you there. You can check out our website at businessbeautynetwork.com. But now that all of that is out of the way, I am super, super excited to bring a solo episode to you today. I know it's been a minute. We're not going to get into that, but I just want to chat it up a little bit. Not going to be before you long, but just want to kind of have some real talk. So as you may know or may not, I am a coach and I specialize in working with marketing and sales strategies for beauty professionals, right? So that's who I work with. I work with the beauty industry and I'm always trying to help people to position themselves to grow through showing up and utilizing marketing. That's really what my passion is. And how I got into this actually was I started off in the industry in 2007 myself as an esthetician makeup artist. I've done many things in the industry. I've done lashes, photo shoots, weddings, all types of stuff. I did facials, all that for a minute. And I've done many things in the industry. And as I was in the industry, I've had some ebbs and flows. And as we all do in entrepreneurship, you know, some ups and some downs and different things like that. So I was in a salon suite and I was trying to figure out like, okay, how am I going to consistently get clients? Because I can't afford this suite just having a client once every blue moon or twice a month. I need consistent clients. So what's the fastest way to do this? And to back up a little bit, when I was building, I had to have another job because I didn't have consistent clients. So I always had something else. And what I got into was sales. I got into sales because I wanted to eventually get into cosmetic sales. And I had a natural knack for it and I was good at it. So it worked for me, right? So I had to kind of do that on the side to build up my business. And in order for me to even pay for the suite because I didn't have a full clientele yet. And it took me a long time to get there. I was working at a marketing agency doing ads for other people. And I felt I need to figure out how to do this for my business. So how can I do ads for my business? What I always heard at Google was Facebook copied the way we do our ads. They copied it all, right? So because they said Facebook copied it and I knew my client was on Facebook, I was like, I'm going to do Facebook. I don't know much about Google ads for my business, but let's see what Facebook would do. And this was back in like, I don't know, 2012, something like that. But back then, and I started running ads and everything for my lash business at that particular time and my makeup classes and stuff like that. And at first, I didn't have a lot of success, but I was getting a lot of clicks and I was getting people to start inquiring about my services and actually fill out my form on my website and things like that. As for before I was running ads, none of that was happening. I wasn't getting any calls. So once I really started to see that the ads were actually getting people to come to my website to ask questions, I started to really look at the data and understand what was happening, who was I attracting. And because I was in marketing already, I kind of knew how to create an ad and how to switch things up. And that's what I did. So I started working on switching things up and paying attention to the types of content and the way it performed for me, what performed better, what did not, and those types of things. And as I began to do that, I started to understand through advertising on Facebook, who my client was, who I was attracting, and
gave me some ideas on how to better target that person, right? But I didn't know this in the beginning. It's like years and years before I got to the point where I was able to use advertising to grow my business. And that wasn't the only thing that I was doing. I was doing email marketing at the time. Social media, I've never been, if I'm honest, like this real big social media person. But I posted on there. I posted my work on social media and stuff. And I started to do even more of that on my business page. I started to do like just videos of what goes on in my makeup classes, videos of behind the scenes and the lashes. And that starts to perform for me better as well. So as my content got better and I was continuously running ads, and I didn't have a lot of competition because a lot of people weren't running ads at that time in the industry. And so it was very affordable to run it, and the ads were working for my business. And I wanted to share that because oftentimes we don't know what we don't know. And I feel that I talk to a lot of people in this industry who may be struggling right now to get clients, or maybe they're like, I need clients, or if I don't get clients, I'm going out of business. It's been slow. Things have changed. People are not coming back. What's going on? I've been hearing this a lot. So if this is you, then you definitely want to get your coffee and listen to this show today, because if you are struggling with your beauty business, and you find that maybe you have some clients coming in, but you need more clients, you need more money, you need more consistency, and you're wondering, like, what do I need to do? Oftentimes, people are like, okay, I need to market. Like, I need to do something, right? But not necessarily. Marketing is something you should do in the beginning, but it's not a last resort. And when we use it as a last resort, we can get the wrong impression of it. Because say, for instance, if you have all this energy that I need to get clients. And then that's all you're focused on. You try to do these ads and do whatever you can. You try to spend as little as you can do, spend it to get it, right? And you just need to get clients. You're operating from a place of like desperation, right? And when you're operating from a place of desperation, it's never good, because it'll start to kind of trickle down. People start to kind of feel that tension. And then you'll notice that you will push people away, or it seems like things are getting worse instead of better, all those types of things. You never want to be pushy or anything like that. But it goes back to when you start your business, the first thing you need to think about, instead of like, say if you're going to open a suite, because I see a lot of people do this, maybe they've been working at a salon or a boutique, and they want to open a suite. The first thing you should be thinking about is not decor, it's not products, none of that. It's about, how are you going to get clients into your suite? How are you going to get clients into your suite? That's the first thing you should think about. I mean, yeah, you want to get the lawyer. You want to get your finances in order. You want to get all your ducks in a row. Yeah, you want to do that stuff. In addition to that, you want to think about, how am I going to build this business? How am I going to maintain? Do you have a clientele now to sustain where you're trying to go? Do you have enough clientele to pay your bills now? If you don't, you need to think about, okay, how am I going to start marketing to do so? And marketing is not posting on social media. No, social media is a tool, and it works because people are there and you can attract clients there. But that's not just it. You actually need to know who your client is, and you need to market to them whatever it is that you're trying to push. But it's not just that. You need to kind of take people on an experience. Show them what you do. Show them the behind the scenes. Show them your work. Videos are great, just to show a quick video reel of some of your best work. You can run an ad on that. But play with things to find what works. Different things are going to work for different businesses. Yes, maybe some businesses might thrive in Google. Some businesses might thrive in Facebook. But figuring out a marketing budget, what can I afford to invest in? And doing that is something you should do in the very beginning. You should start creating brand awareness, building a community, right? Finding ways to connect with your ideal client and to get your brand out there. So before I invest in a whole bunch of other stuff, I would really be trying to make sure I'm getting consistent leads, I'm getting consistent bookings. And the way you do that is you have a great marketing mix, right? So when I say marketing mix, it's not just one thing. It's not just posting on Facebook. It's not just email. It's not just running ads. It's not just one thing. It's a combination of things that you do to attract business. So you network, you get out there, you network, you let the people know what you do. You post on social media, you run an ad, you give out cards, you do different things. Maybe you do pop-ups, maybe you have events, whatever it may be, you do a variety of different things. And all of these things are forms of marketing. And this is what you're doing to get your business out there, right? To create brand awareness. This is what you do to create brand awareness. And you have to consistently do that and start doing that before you think about taking on overhead of a business, because it takes money to make money. And you're going to have costs. You're going to have products. You're going to have your rent. You're going to have advertising costs and all of those things. And these are costs that we need to account for when we're thinking about our businesses. And oftentimes, beauty professionals don't. And you find you're not even making any money, right? You're losing money because you don't understand your numbers and you're not accounting for it. Not only just your what you got coming in, but what do you have going out, right? And what does it take for you to run and operate your business? So we really have to think about those things. And also, sometimes it's not even just that, because I think we know that we need to market, we know that we need to show up, and we know these things, but oftentimes we don't know how to, or we haven't done it before, so we allow fear to stop us from showing up. We're not confident enough, or we don't to show up, and because of these things, we just don't show up. We like, I'm not doing that. Or maybe somebody else can do that. But if I'm honest, if your business is struggling, you probably can't afford to pay somebody else to market for you. Real talk. So if your business is struggling and you really can't afford to pay anybody and you don't want to take the time to learn it, are you going to risk losing your business or going out of business just because you are not confident enough to show up? Or are you going to work on your confidence, work on yourself, and start doing things that are going to help you to grow your business? Because at the end of the day, we provide a service. And people can get these services anywhere. And there's so many people that offer services like you offer. And there's so many people that do what you do. So it's a crowded market. And you can't just open up a suite and think everybody's just going to come to you just because you're great. It's not good enough to be great. It's not good. It's not enough to wait on referrals to come. It's not enough. Like, I know I can't wait on referrals, right? For my business, it's not enough. Referrals are great. We all love referrals. And I don't think that beauty is so... You have to understand that the industry has changed. So think about this. Back in the day, we didn't have YouTube and all of those things. We went to our local salons, and that's where everybody went to get their hair done. They went to the local salon or whatever, and it was a thing. And if you wanted to look good on a regular, you had your regular appointment, and that was important to you. And people in the industry was making money hand over fist because people just wanted to get their beauty services done. They didn't care. They wanted to get them done. And oftentimes, they couldn't do it themselves, so they had to go invest in that, and that was a thing. Nowadays, fast forward, we're in 2024. We have YouTube, we have social media, TikTok, Instagram, all these things. We got more options. We can throw wigs on now. We can throw hair pieces on. We can do stuff ourselves now that we weren't able to do before. There's more tools for us to use at home. So there's more and more people that are doing their own hair. There's people that are watching YouTube, doing their own hair, doing their own makeup, doing their own beauty services. So I don't know percentages, but I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people who stopped getting their hair done, stopped getting their makeup done and their lashes done because maybe they learned how to do it themselves, right? Hey everyone, it's Brandy. I hope you're enjoying this podcast as much as I absolutely enjoy bringing this awesome content to you. Look, beauty professionals, this show is for you. And I want to make sure we can continue to bring our awesome guests and awesome information to help empower the beauty community all over the world. You can help by doing your part in making a small donation.
You can check our link in the show notes and donate right on Anchor, or we'll have another link available for you to do so. Thank you so much for supporting. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and you're sharing it as well. As always, stay great.
Imagine a world where your beauty business grows effortlessly while enjoying more personal time. Introducing StyleSeat, the ultimate salon management platform designed just for you. Building your beauty business empire has never been smoother. StyleSeat handles the nitty-gritty details like booking management and building powerful business tools so that you can focus on what you do the best. Try StyleSeat today and enjoy $30 off your first month of the premium plan. You can find the link and all the details in the show notes.
So now that it's not just that hand over fist money, because more and more people are learning how to do things themselves, we have to take that into consideration. After the pandemic, I'm sure it's affecting like nail techs, because everybody's putting press-ons now. Girl, I don't get my nails done out no more. I just get my press-ons. Or they're ordering press-ons for people online and different things of that nature. So press-ons are really big. People are like, I don't have to go sit in a nail shop anymore, right? So because people are getting wigs and press-ons, and now you could go and get your little lash clusters and apply them easier now, right? So that is actually making it so you really have to market now. You really have to put yourself out there, because people have so many choices. Why should they come to you when they can all do it themselves these days, right? Everybody's a skincare expert now. You know, you're on TikTok. Everybody knows how to make their skin look good. So that might be people getting less facials, right? So knowing that it's not exactly the same as it used to be, we got to do something different in the industry. And I feel like this industry, years ago, you didn't have to market on a level that you need to do it now because of those things. So because we have so much, not even just competition with other people in the industry, but so many more options for people to do their own beauty care at home, what's going to make them leave their homes to come to you and get beauty services done? How are you going to stand out, and how are you going to reach them? And if you're not showing up, if you're not staying connected with them via email, text, if you're not running ads and you're losing clients and business is slow, you have to make a change. And if you don't, you're going to go out of business or something like that, right? And that is just what it is right now. So I think when we really realize that we really need to show up differently, we have to get our marketing mix together. Like, everybody's marketing mix is going to be different. Like, what works for your business may be different from Sally down the street, but you need to kind of figure it out. So it's not just one thing. It's having several things going so that you are consistently attracting new clients, consistently creating brand awareness, because people ultimately buy from who they know, like a trust. And if you don't show up, if you don't put your work out there where your clients are, how are they going to find you otherwise? You're not running ads. You don't post on social media. You don't email them after they've gotten a service. You don't reach back out to them. They never hear from you again. You never hear from them again. That's not how you run business. You want to build relationships, right? You want to create the expectation for people to come back. You want to build relationships. I think I've told this before, but you may not have heard this story, so let me share it again. When I did lash extensions, I went above and beyond for my clients. I learned how to create a simple lash shampoo, and I would sell it, but oftentimes I was giving away to my clients to make sure they were taking care of their lashes. I had aftercare card in my little, I used to get those little mesh bags, you know, like you get for weddings or whatever. And I would put like my business card in there with a referral thing on the back. And I would put an aftercare card in there on how they could cure from, like, don't get them wet in the first 24 hours and all of those things. So I would put all of that in there. So everybody got some type of gift every time they left my suite. And I followed up with everybody within 24 to 48 hours to make sure they were doing good with their lashes. And if they had any questions about aftercare, I also send out an email reminding them of aftercare just in case they lost a card or whatever. So those were some things that I did. And that was a part of my marketing mix. In addition to that, I ran ads to attract new clients. I even had some lash models that I had, like, I would do their lashes, and in return, they would bring me clients. And for one of the girls, it didn't work at all, but one of the girls, it did work. So I tried a variety of things to get my business out there, is what I'm trying to say. And it's all about setting the right expectations and staying connected with your clients, and not just providing a service, but building a relationship with them to keep them coming back. I talked about this on social media the other day, but how are you making sure they come back? Are you having them book their appointments before they leave? Are you following up with them? Those are the things I did to keep people coming back, and they love that. And I had people who left because of price, because I wasn't the cheapest person at top, but had bad experiences and came back, right? Because they were like, oh my God, you know, it just wasn't like your experience. And I was all about the client experience, how it smelled when they came in the suite. I used to have candles going or some type of aromatherapy. I always had like a heating pad. And I had a regular massage table, but I figured out how to make it comfortable. I put mattress pads on that thing. And I had bought some cheap sheets from like Walmart, where I could keep changing out the sheets and cleaning everything in between clients. But I had a thing, and I created an experience as well. So I don't think it's just one thing, it's multiple things. And being that this industry has shifted, we gotta start shifting too. And in some cases, you may just need a mentor, a coach. You may need somebody to help you. You may need somebody to push you. Because when I first got into coaching, I was stuck, and I had to get a coach to really help me really get out there. And I still have a coach, and therapy and all of those things, you know, those are my things. I'm like, get you a therapist, get you a coach, mentor somebody. Stop trying to do everything on your own. Sometimes we need somebody to hold us accountable or to show us what's in us, somebody who sees what we can't see, because it's hard to see the picture when you're in a frame, right? So don't, if you haven't got help, don't be afraid to do that. You know, and don't continue doing everything by yourself. Get some help if you know that's what you need. Invest in yourself. It takes money to make money. So you may not just only have to invest in your business. You may have to invest in you, right? Hire a coach. Join a program. Get with a mastermind group or something. I joined a mastermind group, and it was amazing because I love just being able to feed off of successful entrepreneurs, other women that was in business like me. And they understood what it took to be an entrepreneur and what goes with that, right? Because it's not easy. And it was like I had a community of people that I could really bounce ideas off of and learn from and maybe share some of my things. And we shared together and learned from each other and held each other accountable. And it was really game-changing for me because I had never experienced anything like that. So I recommend whatever you can do, get some type of help. Invest in some type of help to get you to the point where you're in a position to thrive in your business. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, right? And you can make as much money as you want to make. You could do whatever you want to do. The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. But it's up to you. And you may have all the talent in the world, but it's not just, I know people, you may think like I'm only talking about sales and marketing. No. Sometimes what's stopping you from marketing is your mindset. It's you don't believe in yourself. You don't want to show up. You're afraid to promote your business. You don't think you're good enough. All these crazy things are going on in your head, and it's stopping you from showing up, and it's stopping you from putting your business in a position to grow. So it's all connected. It starts with you, because how you do anything is how you do everything. It starts with you. So if you don't work on you, you'll stay stuck. I was talking to someone the other day, and they've been doing the same thing, making the same amount of money for a long time. And I was like, why are you stuck? And I don't think she felt like she was stuck, but yeah, you're stuck. And it's been more than one decade and you're in the beauty industry and you're charging the same amount, you're stuck. And that's one of the reasons why I started Business Beauty Network, because I wanted to help us to get unstuck. I wanted to help us to stop running hustles, but actually running business. And marketing is a part of business. Sales is a part of business. And also making sure that we're in a position to continuously show up and grow our businesses and to charge what we're worth and all of those things. But oftentimes it's our mindset that keeps us stuck. So it's a new season. It's a new month. It's time to get unstuck. Unstuck. Get the help that you need. And that's the advice I have for you today. Get the help that you need. So I know this was a little disconjointed. This is real talk. And I'm just coming from the heart. I want to see this industry shift in a way, you know, oftentimes I think people don't think about the beauty industry as a real job or a real business because of how we represent it. And I think if we represent business, the business side of beauty, and we take more thought into how we run business, I think it could really make a change for the industry overall. And it's just my goal to help empower the beauty community with tools to help you grow your business and help you become a better person overall. And that's one of the things I want to do. And that's why we have these conversations. That's why we have these interviews and we bring these people on and we talk about the business of beauty, because I truly believe that we can really do more with this industry. This industry is so wonderful. It's such a wonderful industry, and beauty is such a wonderful thing that even though I know it's not necessarily a necessity, I would say, you know, what we do, it's a luxury. But in a way, it is a necessity for a lot of people, because we need to be beautiful. We need to feel good about ourselves and we need to be confident. And it helps so many people, and you're helping so many people. But if you want to reach more people, if you want to help more people, you got to get out of your own way and you got to get the help that you need so that you can run a successful and thriving business. And that's what I want to help this community do. I'm super excited. We're celebrating 5 years this year. I think I thought it was 5 years last year, and I may have said that, but we are officially celebrating 5 years. We're going to hit our anniversary in July this year. And I ask that you partner with us and go to businessbeautynetwork.com and make a donation of any amount, or check the show notes and consider becoming a part of the Business Beauty Network community for $10 a month to help keep us going. We truly appreciate that. I hope this was helpful for you. I want to hear from you. If you want to chat it up with me, email me at hello@businessbeautynetwork.com or reach out to me on Instagram in the DMs at I am Brandi Taylor. I would love to hear from you there. As always, stay great and I'm out. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast today. Make sure you subscribe. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. I want to hear from you. Email me at info@businessbeautynetwork.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at I am Brandi Taylor and Facebook at I am Brandi Taylor. I want to connect with you, so let's stay connected. And remember that all things are possible if you only believe. Stay great.